Salome Ryder couldn't believe the question had finally popped out. Her curiosity had overridden politeness. Then again, it was after sunrise, and she'd been awake for 24 painful hours straight. Not that she'd have been able to sleep after the horror she'd witnessed. The miles had droned on for the span of 3 different states, through which she'd forced to break from the men and place she loved so dearly. Staying had seemed impossible once she'd realized her hot rods didn't return the sentiment. Fleeing also triggered flashbacks of the last time she'd abandoned her home, when she was 15, and escaped from the religious zealots who'd raised her. Who could have guessed she'd find sanctuary with a motley gang of mechanics? Truly, back then they'd only been boys who'd wandered into the youth shelter shortly before her. Together, they'd forged more. Their fuel station and restoration business thrived. Their camaraderie had grown into something like brotherhood. Still, part of her had shriveled as she hid her true feelings day after day, year after year, for the men she lived and worked with. And the only refuge she could imagine, a shelter where like-minded people would understand her dilemma, was hundreds of miles away. Or it had been before she'd started this mad journey in her beloved pink 69 Mustang convertible. Now the crew's mountain retreat grew nearer with every heartbeat that separated her from hot rods. As if afraid Sally would doze off at the wheel, her friend Kayla had chatted over the open line of Sally's hands-free phone while she ate up the distance between them. Cage, her fellow mechanic at Hot Rods, had installed the device not too long ago. The proof of concept had shown that opting for a classic car didn't have to mean forsaking modern conveniences. The mechanics she ran with were skilled enough to hide techno perks while preserving the original detailing of an antique. No problemo. Genius. They'd earned the garage a mint with some of these doodads. Plus, the communicator gave her the opportunity to pry into her friend's alternative lifestyle before they were face to face. Time was running out, as was Sally's stockpile of bravery. It had been a hell of a day already. The dashed, centered line blinked rapidly enough to guarantee she'd have to finish this conversation in person. But at least she'd have the answer she'd wondered about the whole drive. Hell, more like forever. As long as she could remember, she'd had fantasies about the gang of misfit mechanics who'd taken her in, though she'd been terrified to admit it, even to herself.